Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Mother, and our risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I recently got to spend some time with a very dear friend of mine, and one of the things that we talked about was how even in the midst of grief, deep grief, we can also experience joy. Somehow we can experience two things that are seemingly opposite. These two things that seem to contradict one another can be true at the very same time. Now we know this as Lutherans to be true in other ways. We are fully saint and fully sinner, right? We believe Scripture to be both law and gospel. We live in the already and in the not yet. Today on Pentecost Sunday, we're going to think about something else that seems to be a contradiction, that God's desire for humanity is unity in diversity. How do we think about and understand that we are called to be united in Christ while simultaneously being incredibly diverse within the body of Christ? Well, today the lectionary pairs two stories together to help us do just that. At first glance, they don't really seem to go together. The story of the Tower of Babel and the Pentecost story in Acts. But let's look a little bit deeper. How many of us, when we were taught the story of the Tower of Babel, were told that God created many languages and dispersed the people throughout the earth as a punishment for what they were doing? Right? I think that's fairly common. Well, if we look a little bit closer, I don't think that's what's happening in this story at all. What was happening is that they were all speaking in one language, and they were all together in one place, and that isn't what God had desired or intended for humanity. If we go back a little bit further in Genesis, God told the humans to be fruitful and multiply and fill the whole earth. But in the Tower of Babel story, we read that they were all together in one place and they were all speaking the same language. And the reason they were building that tower is so they wouldn't be scattered throughout the earth. And God said, no. Sameness is not what I desire for humanity. It's not what I intended. Sameness is not my will for humanity. And then God gave them many languages and scattered them all throughout the earth. And something really beautiful and remarkable happened when God scattered the humans throughout the earth. Different cultures were created. Think about it. If you live in a colder climate, your clothing is going to look different than if you were scattered into a warmer climate. You're going to need warmer clothing made from different materials. You're going to need layers. And the resources that you make clothing with will be different in a colder climate than you would find in a warmer climate. When you go to different places of the earth and you're eating from the earth, the foods, plants, animals, spices, flavors, all of those things that you find in one area are going to be different than what you find in another. And so different foods developed in different places. Different languages, different clothing, different foods. Even different music was created by scattering people throughout the earth, because the instruments that they made were created with the resources that they had available to them. And so what's happening in Genesis 11 is that God is saying, I told you to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, and you haven't done that. You've stayed in one place because you want to stay there even longer together. God didn't want humanity to stay the same, and so God created multiple languages and multiple cultures by spreading people all throughout the earth. God created diversity. God created these differences because diversity in God's eyes is beautiful, and God calls it good because this is what God intended for humanity. And then we come to the story in Acts, where the Spirit comes with the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and there's something like tongues of fire that rest upon the people as they are filled with God's Spirit. The text tells us that there are people in Jerusalem from all different places, from different cultures, with different languages. And on that day of Pentecost, all of those different people were able to hear the good news of Christ in their own language. You see, when the Holy Spirit came, God didn't undo the giving of multiple languages by causing everybody to speak the same language as the disciples and apostles. God didn't cause all the people to understand the disciples' native language. God made it possible so that everyone could understand the good news in their native language. God is again blessing difference and diversity, and is showing us that in diversity there is great, great beauty. And God didn't just create and desire difference and diversity for humans, right? Think about the beautiful diversity of all of creation. And God called all of that diversity good. However, because of our sinfulness and our brokenness as humans, we forgot and we keep forgetting that difference and diversity is good. And that is what God desires. In our sinfulness, over and over and over again, we keep wanting to go back to Babel, where we are all the same and we all speak the same language. Over and over again, we try to recreate a Babel place where we want, maybe even more than that, where we expect other people to look like us, to speak our same language, and to be the same as us. What happens, and we heartbreakingly see this in our own culture, is that we begin to think that our part of diversity, that our way of being or existing, that our color of skin or our clothes or our culture is better than any other. This happens all over the world, but because we're Americans, we can see it specifically in our American culture. We have a long, long history of racism in the United States. And as ELCA Lutherans, we believe that any form of racism is a sin. And yet we take part in it every day when we think that we are better or that we are superior because of our skin color or the language that we speak or the clothes that we wear or the foods that we eat or where we live. In our sinfulness, we have created barriers of our own making. Barriers that do not exist in God's desire or will for humankind. And what does God do? Brothers and sisters, God destroys those barriers, those boundaries of our own making. When God pours out the Holy Spirit upon all people, regardless of who they are, or what language they speak, or their gender, or where they're from, or how old they are, etc., etc., etc. And in doing so, the Holy Spirit unites all of us into one in the body of Christ. The body of Christ is only the body of Christ when we have different languages, when we have different cultures, when we have differences of all kinds, because the image of God is so vast and so expansive that it requires all of humanity to make up that image of God. God desires oneness, not sameness. They're very, very different things. God desires oneness. God desires unity in diversity. And by the power of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of God's boundless and boundaryless love, we are freed from the sin of thinking of others as less than us. And we are freed from the sin of thinking of ourselves as better than others. We are freed from that sin so that we can recognize that every single human being is created in the image of God. We are freed from that sin so that we can recognize that the Holy Spirit is poured out upon all peoples, regardless of any kind of differences. We are freed from the sin so that we can live out God's will of unity in diversity. We are freed from the sin of thinking of ourselves as better than others, so that we, like God, can call diversity good. We are also freed from the desire to go back to the ways of Babel. And we are freed from the temptation to recreate the ways of Babel by desiring that all people look the same and speak the same language and are part of the same culture. There is so much division in our country and our world right now. And the truth is that we are trained to see others as different, and to see different as bad, and to judge what is different, and to fear what is different. But the good news is that in God's love, different is beautiful, and God's desire for humanity is diversity, and God calls it good. Let us pray. Holy God, just as your Spirit came upon all people like a rushing wind on the day of Pentecost, pour upon us and the whole church the rushing wind of your Spirit now. Just as fire rested on the heads of those filled with your Spirit that day, may your Spirit be like a purifying fire, searing the sin of our desire for sameness and our resistance to diversity from our hearts and our minds. Stir up our courage and rouse us to not think of ourselves as better than others, but to help bring about more fully your intention for humanity, unity in diversity. May it be so. Amen.